Good morning, everybody. Eight.
The ninth.
One more to go.
Time flies. Fine, so we are... I want to give a little bit of a deeper insight. Last week, it was Tuesday. We were talking about the Pesukim where it says, Hashem Atir Asurim releases like bound, like jail, killed. Hashem Pekech Ivrim gives sight to the blind. Hashem Zarekev Kuvufim, he straightens the bent, and Hashem Oyev Sadikim, and loves the righteous. We brought a Gemara that spoke about how this capital is really talking about Yosef HaTzadik and everything that goes along in his life. Just to recap quickly, there's a Marsha. It says this Mizmar is all about Yosef. It started Shehitzchel, right? It starts a few psukim before Ashri She'el Yaakov Ve'Ezra, the Marsha says. That is praiseworthy is the helper of Yaakov. And that word of Sivrei Al Hashem Leikov was used in Bereishis when Yaakov sent down the Shvatim to Eretz to Mitzrayim. Yesh Shavar, there's a produce in Mitzrayim. That was Yosef. Shu Hishlat Ki Yesh Shavar Va'avdam Va'Noisem. Okay, because he had all the food. Hashemer Emes La'Olam. Right, the next pasuk is Hashemer Emes La'Olam, that Hashem keeps his promises. And Yosef going down to Mitzrayim is really the start of the whole Jewish story, right? That we all go down, we had Pesach. So that's really like the beginning or of Hashem's promise that we're going to become a great nation. And then it says, Va'omer Oisim Mishpat La'ashukim. Then the capital says that he does justice for the exploited. She'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishpat LeYosef. He did Mishpat to Yosef. He paid him back. She'asa Me'eshes Potifar. Right? Yosef was in a very tough spot with Eshes Potifar, and Hashem rewarded him. He did justice to him and, you know, brought him up to become, you know, second to the king. And therefore, he was able to feed everyone in the Mitzrayim and all the Jews. And the next word is, look at that, that's what happened to Yosef, right? And then all the next psukim is, right, talking about that conversation he had with Eshes Potifar that we spoke about last week. I want to give a further in-depth analysis, I guess, of these four words. Matir Asurim, Pokeach Ivrim, Zoike Kufufim, Oiv Tzadikim. And when we focus on it, and we tap into it, I think it could really, really give us a special connection with Hashem in regards to our work on Shemir Sinayim, watching our eyes, and watching our body. Right? The first one is Matir Asurim. Releases the bound, all right? We all walk around often unhappy or depressed. We kind of feel stuck, right? In the motions, right? Where we try, we fail, we try, we fail. We fall for the same traps constantly from the Yetzer Hara. Once in a while, he comes up with the same shticks, and we fall for it every single time. And we're unable to really, like, remove the chains of various behaviors and addictions that we have, and which are things that distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's normal, first of all, that happens, because it's easier to fall back into routine, and it's easier to return to emotions and behaviors that we're used to, as opposed to, you know, finding new, healthy, recovering, and more adaptive, you know, ways to handle negative emotions and stress. But we're mater asurim. We're all in our own personal lives, and you think about your own specific way, are mater. We're stuck in the same spot. We try to grow and grow, and it's hard to really release yourself from those bonds of the Yetzer Hara, and those things that distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those taivas that we chase. It's taiva after taiva after taiva. It's always the next thing, keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with your friends, but just a lot of not happiness sometimes that comes in our lives because we feel stuck in the same place. So when you say those words, Hashem Matir Asun, you can recognize that Hashem could actually help you with that. How? Hashem Pakei Chibur. You ask Hashem to open up your eyes. Right? What's the next sentence? If you feel stuck, what do you try to do? Open your eyes. You're asking Hashem to open up my eyes and really let me see what will truly make me happy. Which, in turn, is you. Not you, or you. It's Hashem. Right? It's a special world. What means happiness? Oishir. Right? Aleph. Shin. Reish. Means two things. It means happiness. Right? Like someone who is happy is considered sure. And also it means validation, right? Like if you get some mi'ushar means happy, and if you go into Israel and you get those little blue slips, you get a visa to get into the land, it says ishur. Or if you have a phone that has a filter, it says ishur on the back of it in Israel, because it means it's validated, it's approved. What's the connection between the two things? Validation and happiness, approval and happiness, is because true happiness comes when you feel good about yourself, right? When you feel in control, when you feel like you're, you know, really deciding why you do something or why you don't something. You're in control. Happiness comes from being in control, finding meaning in your life, that your life is validated. I'm worth it. I'm doing something. I have meaning. I have purpose. And that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're asking Hashem, Pakei Chibur, open up my eyes. Let me see a little bit. Let me feel a little bit. This connection that I can have with you, this purpose that you give us in our lives to make me happy. Please, Pakei Chibur, open up my eyes. Let us see the light, right? The Chaimas Anach, which is in Furish on this pasuk, notices, I don't know if you're a big gematria guy, but pokeach, right, is the same with a vav, and so you can add a vav. Pokeach is the same gematria as tzedek. Tzedek, a.k.a. tshuva. So we're asking Hashem Baruch here to open up our eyes. Let us be like Yosef a little bit. Let us control ourselves. Let us recognize what will truly make us happy in our lives and what will truly not make us happy and just help us escape in the moment. And what's the next thing? Zekei kufufin. Once you're doing these, once your eyes are opened a little bit, you start straightening out your life a little bit, right? Your father says, right, like, you know, straighten up, you know, put your act together, right? You start doing that, you start feeling a little bit better about yourself. You start feeling lighter, more hopeful. Literally, we straighten up and we take life a little bit more serious. The meaning that we have, the mission that we have, the meaning that we can tap into, that happiness. And by doing so, right, once you hit the Pekei Chibur, once you're Zekei Gufim, you're trying your baby steps, right? Little steps as it goes, that compassion that you need to have for yourself to say, you know what? I'm moving along. I'm trying. You know, every time you have, I heard a thing. Every time you hear, like little self-criticism in yourself or any negative emotion that brings that pain, and therefore you turn to A, B, or C to escape. Instead, just put your hand on your heart for a moment. Take a deep breath and say, "I'm here for you." You know, like let yourself sit in that pain for a little bit. Don't try to run away from it. Have some self-compassion and be like, I'm here for you. It's okay. You'll be fine. And you do that over and over and over again. You'll slowly start healing. You can't run away from pain. You have to go right into it if you want to fix it. But after all this, the last step is Hashem, Oyev Tzadikim, right? Once we are Zekif Gufim, we're becoming better Yidin, we're getting closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim. Oh, Oyev, only then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to love us? Only once we're tzaddikim? No. We'll be actually talking about it. It's beautiful how sometimes Torah connects with each other. It's one of the coolest things that you could, like, we're about to go into the ABCD later today. I'm going to be talking about how Hashem is loving, even if you don't deserve it. And that therefore you could trust in Him. And it comes up, Hashem, Oyev Tzadikim, Hashem just put it in my mind. Hashem loves the righteous. Oh, you only loves the righteous, only tzaddikim? No, don't worry about it. We're going to talk about it later. Whether you deserve it or not, Hashem loves you and wants to give you everything He can. So it's really cool when you actually, like, now see the connection. Like, I'm learning this right now and that right now at the same time. It's perfect. It's like a little kiss. It's a little hug. Come on, Kadosh Baruch Hu, like, eh, you're doing good. Look, I'm going to put your two things together over there. So we really have a beautiful concept here. Hashem Matir Asurim, we realize that we're stuck, we're far away from Him. Pekech Ivrim, we ask Hashem to open up our eyes, let us see what really makes us happy. Zekeh Kufufim, we start, you know, straightening out, getting a little bit better, and Hashem Oyev Tzadikim, and then boom, that's where we want to be, right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add one more idea on this piece. The Malbim writes very interestingly that... if I find it, I always never find it at the right time. He says, it's here. I think it's going to be here. Okay. The Malbim writes, on Hashem Matir Asurim, right? Lemmer, Ki Melech Basar Adam, Im Yasar As Asar, right? He says, Hashem Matir Asurim, if a human being would, release you from jail, He already did for you a big thing, a big chesed. He pardoned you. V'lo yifna alav, the Malbim writes, so you're not going to turn to him and just go, right, if President Trump pardons you, you're not going to go to him, okay, thank you, now please give me a job. Are you kidding me? I just pardoned you. Like, say thank you and go figure it out yourself. He goes, no, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Matir Asurim, and he's nice and lechem re'evim, he's going to give you bread, he's going to sustain you, give you parnasa, take care. So it's a very nice concept, but I have one question on the Malbim. Matir Asurim is last, right? It's after nice and lechem re'evim. So it says Hashem Matir Asurim, and the Malbim wants to say, no, but you could also ask him to give you parnasa, even afterwards, right? Keep asking for Hashem for different things, but Malbim, it goes noitzim lechem l'ra'evim, and then Hashem matir asurim. It's backwards, right? How can you say that? Oh, a concept we can learn from here is that not only is Hashem matir asurim, but once he does that, you could also ask him for parnasa, noitzim lechem l'ra'evim, not like a human being, but it's backwards. Then it's to be Hashem matir asurim, and then noitzim lechem l'ra'evim. Decent kasha, what? Yeah. So I think the answer is like by Purim. The Purim, one of the lessons we learn from Purim, is that Hashem is always preparing the refuah before the makkah. There's always plans in place that no matter what stress is going on in your life, no matter what tzara, what pain you're going through, just like by Purim, right? That Esther Amalka was already in the palace, and then Haman comes and signs the death warrant for all the Jewish people, and you see ready the refuah, the salvation. The saving the day already started beforehand, here too, right? Matir Asurim may become second, but always remember that Hashem has a plan. And Noitzim Lechem Re'evim is first. Because even when you're in a tzara, even when you have a pain, even when you're Matir Asurim and you're stuck, Hashem is already has a plan and He knows what's going to be in the future. And even though it's before in the Pasuk, it's because your Yeshua, Hashem saving the day for you, is really in play already and it's happening before, even while you're in. That's all right.